Okay. Today's Daf Mem Dalet. We're actually on Daf Mem Dalet with the second line. Very, very similar Daf to yesterday. The action doesn't really change till tomorrow. Very, very difficult Daf. It's hard to understand some of the cases in the Daf. Just hard to understand how they could ever happen. Not in terms of that they're wild, crazy things. But like, why would people act this way? It's just very, very, very difficult. Very difficult just to get the Metzias down. But we'll do our best. Tanu Rabbanan. Gavai b'chovo. If a guy comes, you owe a guy money. And the guy is not, he's too impatient. Or maybe the loan passed, he didn't pay. So he comes along and takes your eved as a as payment. He didn't pay me. Without my permission. He wasn't a mashkin, Rashi says. He wasn't a mashkin, but the guy's had enough waiting. So gavai b'chovo. He comes to collect my eved kanani as the payment of his chov, of my chov. Oh, or shalachu sikrikin. Or his stam just taken. Sikrikin means without a reason. Stam. They come into my house and take away my stuff. Take away my eved. Lo yatzu l'cheiros. So then my eved doesn't go free. Why? Because we said yesterday that if you sell your eved to a goy, he goes out free. Why does he go out free? It's a knas. It's a knas. Why should there be a knas here? I didn't do anything voluntarily. Came ahead. I took my eved. Ubechovo lo. What? And if an eved's paid as a chov, I don't get a knas. He doesn't go free. V'ruminhi. What about the following case? Haresha unto Beis Hamelech b'grono. If the king comes to my granary and starts taking away my grain, im b'chovo. If I owed the king money, then chayiv. I'm chayiv in Meiser. Rashi says from somewhere else. I'm chayiv in Meiser. I'm chayiv la'aser. In ba'an piros. But if it was just a total stealing job, in other words, the king just got totally greedy and came to my field and took my fruit, took my produce, then potter la'maiser. Then I'm potter from giving Meiser. Right. It's potter from what was stolen. So if the king comes and takes away my produce, if I owed the king the money and he took it, so he shouldn't have done that. That's not how you behave. But l'maisa, I owed it to the king. So then I have to give maisa for that produce from other produce. And if he just comes, Stan just came and took it, I don't have to give maisa from other produce. So what do you see? When you owe money and it's taken without really following the law. It's not the law. You owe somebody money, you don't just come and take their stuff. But if you owe the money and the king did that and you owed it to him, then it's as if you gave it to him and then you have to give Meiser on that. And then you just said that there's a chov. You just said there's a chov on if I owe money to the guy and it comes and takes my eved, the eved does not go free because it's not considered as if I gave him the eved. But by the grain, it is considered as if I gave him the grain. Oh, so the Gemara is going to answer. The answer to this question is, Shiny Hush and Nadir, it's different. You know why it's different? The Kamishtar Shilei. Because you gain by not having to give the Meiser now. It's like, oh, look at this. I owe the king anyway. I owe the king anyway money. Now he took my grain. I wish he would have waited a little bit and I could pay him normal. But now that he took my grain, I don't have to give Meiser on that. I just saved myself 10%. So no, that's not right. We're not letting you save 10% because you owed money. So the king takes the money, he takes the grain, and you still have to give the levy. Why should the levy lose out? Yeah, I think so.
In Israel.
Okay, the whole daf is going to be like that. So, but when it comes to a case of an eved kanani, a goy comes along and takes him to pay for a loan, what do I have to do with that? What am I supposed to do about it? I'm not gaining anything by that. No other person out there in the world is losing by the king doing that, so he doesn't go free.
In this case, you're owing the king money. You took a loan for the king and you didn't pay it back?
Right. I think it's a loan. I think it's a loan.
Well, does it get translated to say, Isaac suffered? That's not the same. But you think that's what Isaac suffered is a money after tax.
Right. Right, but this is sort of a Meiser Sheni, Meiser Rishon.
Right.
I hear you. Okay, next. Toshma, Amar Rav. Rav said, Hamocher avdo leparheng ov de kochavim. If somebody, what happened was, the guy came into the house. He said, okay, I'm here now, Jew. I'm here to take stuff. I'm here to take stuff. I'm not leaving without stuff. Right, a ruffian. Rashi says, parheng is, where is it? Rashi, parheng, matzik, meaning a grabber. Vishem alilos, he's just making trumped up charges. So what do? To quiet him down, he said, ooh, how about take my eved? Take my eved. Don't take the stereo. Don't take the dining room set. I just got that. Take the eved. Right? He's a lazy good for nothing anyway. Right? So Hamocher Avdo Laparhog Ovde Kochavim, the Brisa says, Yatzo Lacherus. He does go free. Why does he go free? What was my choice? He came and said, I'm taking stuff. So the Gemara answers, Hasam Havale Lapayes, you should have tried to appease the guy, not give him the Eved, Velo Payes, right? The first thing you did was to give him the Eved. No, you give him the dining room set, but not the Eved. And if you give him the Eved, he will go free. Gufa, we just said, Amar Rav, Hamocher Avdo Laparheg, if somebody gives his Eved to a Parheg, to a, I think the article calls it a blackmailer, right? Ovid Kochavim, who's a guy, Yatzel Lacheris. He goes out free. My Havel El Meved. Well, why should he go out free? What were we supposed to do? What could you have done? The answer is, Havel El Payes, Velo Payes. You should have appeased him, and you didn't. Now, Boy Rav Yirmiyah. Machu L'Shloshim Yom Mahu. What if you sold the Eved only for 30 days? Someone asked this yesterday. Right? Basically, you rented him out. You rented him out for 30 days. So is that to a guy? Now we said, yeah, it's a knas, because why is it a knas? Because you took your Eved, who's now Mechliv in Mitzvos Ki'isha, and you sent him off to a guy where he's going to do no Mitzvos. So that's a no-no. So we made a knas, and yeah, he goes out free. What if you only sent him to a guy for 30 days? So should that be, is that the same idea? So Toshma, Damar Rav, Hamocher Avdo Laparhing, if somebody sells a Eved to a, doesn't really sell, he only gives it to a blackmailer, Ove Kochavim, who's a guy, Yatzel Lecheres, he goes out free. We assume, the Gemara assumes that the guy is only taking the Eved temporarily. He's only taking the Eved temporarily. I need this guy now, right? But when I'm done, I'll give him back. I have a job, I need some guys for my job, and as soon as I'm done, I'll give him back. So that's a raya that he goes out free, even if it's temporary. So the Gemara says, no, Hasan beparing of the Kachavim she'ena chazeres. No, we're talking about a parhing where it's not going to be temporary. He's never going back. He's never giving the guy back to you. He's taking him with him wherever he goes. So we don't have an answer to that question. Machro chutz mimlachto. What if you sell your Eved to a guy, but the Eved, the contract says that the Eved can't do any work? What can he do? Rashi says he can only father more of Adam. But he can't do work. Yes, so Rashi says, "Chutz mulachto gufu konolach ubilvad shelo teshtabed bo shelo machu el lasiel l'shivcha l'vlados tahash shelo mafkia mitzvos l'chal Shabbos inami." Right.
So there's not going to be a problem of being mafkia mitzvos.
What? It's against the Gemara.
Why can't
Right, we have to say that. No, the Pnei Yeshua asks your question. The Pnei Yeshua asks your question that a guy cannot own an Eved's guf. He can only own the Ma'at Yadayim, right? One second. I'm not sure what he answers. So what about Machu Chutz Melachto Mahu? Chutz Ben HaMitzvos Mahu? What if the stipulation says you can have the guy, but he's got to do all the mitzvahs like an Isha? You can't stop him from giving tzedakah and keep it over aim and whatever other mitzvahs are saying. He says, Lo, Shalom, Man, Grama, and all those are says.
Why can't he
You can't make him bow down to the idol with you. You can't do that. Or chutz mishabbosos v'yomim tovim. Right, Shabbos and Yom Tov, he has days off. Those are his days off. It's stipulated in the contract. Mahu, what's the halacha? What about? Or more. Leger Toshav, Yisrael. Leger Toshav. What if he's selling to a Ger Toshav? So a Ger Toshav is somebody who lives in Eretz Yisrael, but he's makabel on himself two things. What are the two things? One, he's not going to eat treif, of all things. And the second thing is that he's not going to worship idols. Right? So is that really a guy? Or what about Yisrael Mumar Mahu? Well, he's a Jew, but he's worse than a guy. Right? You have those, sometimes some of those. Mahu. Lakusi Mahu. What about a Kusi? Pashut Mihachada. At least we can resolve one of these. Why? Ger Toshav Hariyu Kobi Kachavim. A Ger Toshav is like a guy. So he doesn't bow down to idols, so what? Kusi v'Yisrael Mumar, Kusi and Yisrael Mumar, Amri Leik Obi Kachavim, Amri Leik Yisrael. That's a machlokas. Some say it's like an Obi Kachavim, some say it's like a guy. Like a Yisrael. Right, we said we're going to answer one, but we answered two. But one's a machlokas. So, what about the other ones? We don't know. Now, Boy Mine Rab Meir of Ami. It's hard to figure out this case. Eved, Shehipil Atzmo L'Gaisas. The Eved runs away from you and joins the army. He joins the French Foreign Legion, right? The Ein Rabo Yachol Lo Tzio, and the master can't get him back. Lo Bedine Yisrael, V'lo Bedine Ovzei Kochavim. He can't get him back in a Jewish court, and he can't get him back in a secular court. He can't get him back. But, Mahu Sheyito L'Zdamav. Is he allowed to accept the money? So think about it. The guy took the Eved away from you. He won't give him back, but he's willing to pay you for him. But he didn't arrange to pay you for lechatila. It wasn't a sale. It was a capture. All right, you're pressuring me. No, the courts won't enforce anything. The courts won't enforce a thing. But the guy is willing to pay. What kind of case is this? What kind of case is this? So the question is, can you take the money? Can you take the money? Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zrika. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu said to Rabbi Zrika, Puk ayein b'mechiltich. Go look in all your teachings and see if you can find an answer to this question. So Nafak Duck, he went ahead and like he searched his memory. V'ashkech, and he found the following case. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Hamocher beso la'ovdei kochavim, if you sell your house to a goy in Eretz Yisrael, Domov Asurin, you're not allowed to get money for that. Also, why can't you? Rashi says, Be'eret Yisrael, the Amar is a very big, there's a big Rashi here. This is one of the Makoros or the Hetta Mechira, selling land to Goyim in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, the Amar Kra, Lo Sichonim, which we always translated as, don't do favors. I'm not doing a favor here. You're giving it to a guy. You're selling it, not giving it to him. Lo Titein Lehem Chaniya Bakarka. Don't give them that. Don't give them land of Eretz Yisrael. Right? There were all these shilas way before the Hetta Mechira about, let's say, a Jew lives in a city in Eretz Yisrael. He's the only Jew in the city. He's the only Jew in the city. How that could have happened? It happened. He's the only Jew in the city. So is he allowed to sell his house to the Goyim? Well, actually, live with a whole bunch of Goyim. Right? In other words, the Gemara here says if you sell it, you can't take the money. Sometimes a Pasha. It's a very, very, very complicated sugya. Which is why the Hetta Mechira was such a hot topic. It's not so simple. But if the guy, you're not allowed to sell, the money's usher. What if, not that didn't happen, what if, the kachavim sha'anes beisom shal Yisrael, the guy comes into your house and throws you out. He throws you out of your house and he takes over your house. Then, the ain ba'al of yachalot tzio, you can't get this because it's a squatter. Right, you're on a vacation, you come back, and there's a guy living in your house. You can't get him out. Lo bedina Yisrael, lo bedina ovdei kochavim. You can't get the guy out. He doesn't budge. So the Gemara says, mutter litul as damav. You're allowed to at least, but it'll pay you. You hear this? But it'll pay you. He'll pay you full value. Right, you went on vacation, right? You come back, and there's a guy living in your house. Right? All the pictures of your kids, and all the pictures of his kids on the wall. Well, how did this happen? And you go to court, and the court laughs at you. But the guy says, by the way, I'll pay you. So the halacha is, you're allowed to accept the money.
You're allowed to accept the money. Why? And not only are you allowed to accept the money, the kasev umayla barakos shalahen. You can even register this sale, whatever you want to call it, a sale. You can register it in the non-Jewish courts. Why? Because if you don't take the money, why should you lose the money? It's all right. It's at least save the money. Mama's going in the garbage. He's willing to pay you for it. You can't get that house back no matter what you do. So you might as well get the money. So if you can get the money by a house in Eretz Yisrael, which you should not have done, so too you should get the money from an eved, from a guy who's looking to pay you for the eved that he took. So the Gemara answers. So we have a raya that maybe you could take the money from the guy. So the Gemara answers. The Dilma Hani Mili Bayis. No, maybe that's only true by a house. You know why? The Kivin Dilo Sagile Below Bayis. Because you cannot live without a house. You have to live somewhere. Since you have to live somewhere, Lo Asi Lizvune. You won't come to make a mistake and think to yourself, oh, this crazy thing happened to me. I went on vacation, I came back, there was a guy living in my house, I couldn't get him out, but he agreed to pay me for it. So you know what's going to happen next time? Next time people are going to make a mistake and think you're allowed to sell houses to goyim in Eretz Yisrael. And nobody's going to think that. Nobody's going to think that. Because you have to live someplace. So no one's going to make that mistake. But aval avda, but by an eved, the sagi lay below avda, you could get along without an eved. But some people can't. But you can get along without a housekeeper. You can do it. You have it in you to do it. You can get along without a housekeeper. So if the eved comes along and takes your housekeeper, and they're willing to pay you for it, I might make a mistake and think that I could always help them to guide him. Oh, I'm sorry. Aval avda de sagila below avda. You can get along without it. I might come to sell it. Because it's not so vital to my life, the way a house is. Oh, low. Or not. So we don't really have an answer. We tried to say that the case of the houses in Eretz Yisrael was an answer, but we distinguished it because of a house, you can't live without a house. With an eved, you can live without an eved. So that's a distinction. So what's the halacha? So shalach lehu Rav Ami. Rav Ami sent along, Mini Ami bar Nasan Torah Yotzal L'chol Yisrael, the person who sends out Torah to the whole Klal Yisrael. Eved shehipil atzmo l'gaisas, if an eved joins the army, v'ein rabo yachol l'hotzio, and the master can't get the eved out of the army, lo b'dinei Yisrael, v'lo b'dinei Arkos, not, no matter what, not with a Jewish court, not with a non-Jewish court, mutter litol es damav, you're allowed to take the money, you're allowed to. The kosev umala bar kol shel ovdei kochavim, and you can even write this sale happened you could even write that the sale took place in a non-Jewish court, b'pnei shehu kematzel miyadam, because otherwise the money's going down the drain. Why should I lose the money? He's willing to pay. Anyway, I can't get the eved back. I might as well get the money. Why should I lose the money?
Does he have to free him?
So I would say, why should he have to free him? He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't sell him.
It was a forced sale.
So we started off by saying, if the Sikri can come in and take your eved, you don't have to free him.
If the army comes back, if the, he then returns to his status as an
eved? I think so.
He joined on his own.
So it's very interesting. It's on the one hand, he's an eved, and on the one hand, you have to do whatever you can to keep him with you so he's going to do mitzvahs. It's very unusual. It's an unusual thing here. So on the one hand, he's treated very, very poorly, but on the other hand, we put him up on a pedestal. It's very, right? And if you free him, he becomes a full-fledged Jew. Right? So then you get into the whole shaila of, well, you're not allowed to free him. Right? So the bottom line is, you're allowed to free him for a reason. Right? If he's being mistreated, if you need him for a minion. Right? So all these reasons, you're allowed to free him. Okay. And especially by a female. Right? If she's being mistreated, if people are propositioning her and she's being hefker, you free her, save her from that. But keep in mind that she's a shivcha kananis, right? It's a very unusual type of setup here. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Hamocher avdo l'ovdei kochavim. If somebody does sell his eved to a goy, which you're not supposed to do that, not only does he go free because he did that, but konsin oso ad meya bedamav. You have to pay, we make a knas on you, you have to pay him 100 times his value. You hear this? 100 times his value to get him back. Right, so the Eved says, the guy says, I'm not paying, I'm not going to, look, it was a sale. All right, I'll pay you double, I'll pay you triple, I'll pay you 100 times. Who would not, you hear this? For a stav of mitzvah, you have to pay up to a fifth, right? You don't have an esrig, it's too expensive, there's a shortage, whatever it is, you have a limit. You can say, ones, I'm an ones. No, we don't say that over here. You have to pay 100, it's a knas. It's a whole discussion about making knasos, midravanon, that exceed the standards of daraisa. It's a big discussion here. Anyway, so dafka or lav dafka? So did he really mean 100 times? Was that dafka? Or he was just giving an exaggeration? And he meant to say, pay up. 100 times? So, Toshma, the Omar Rish Lakish said, Hamocher behema gasa la'ove kochavim. If somebody sells a behema gasa to a guy, which you're not allowed to do, why are you not allowed to do that? You're not allowed to sell a behema gasa to a guy because we're afraid that if you sell them to a guy, you'll come to lend them or rent them to a guy. And the problem with that is that they're really yours, and the guy will use them on Shabbos, and your animals will be working on Shabbos. So to prevent all that, you can't even sell them. So what if you do sell them? So Hamocher behema gasa la'ove kochavim kontin oso arasara bidameha. You have to pay 10 times as much to get them back. Again, a knas. So what does that mean? So then therefore what? So since by the case of the animals, Rish Lakish said 10 times as much, right? So Rabbi Shubin Levi didn't mean up to 100 times as much. He just meant maybe 10 times as much. He didn't mean 100 times as much. So much as no, maybe he did. V'dilma shiny eved, the chol yomu v'yoma afkile mi mitzvos. No, every single day that he is there by the guy, he's losing out on mitzvos. So of course you have to. All right, we're going to get to in the next, I believe it's in the next week, about ransoming Jews. Because we don't say this rule. We don't say we'll pay whatever it costs to get them back, because then they'll just keep taking Jews, right? So that's coming up.
The Ikeda Amri, others say Amri Shuben Levi Hamocher Avdo La'Ovi Kochavim Kotzin Osar Arasor B'Damav.
The other way around. If you sell an Eved, you have to pay 10 times as much. Dafka Olav Dafka. Did he really mean that? 10 times? Or maybe he meant just 1 or 2 times more.
So Toshma will bring a raya from the animals on Shabbos. Amar Rish Lakish, Hamocher behema gasa l'ovdei kochavim.
If you sell a behema gasa to a guy, you shouldn't do that, because maybe you'll lend them to a guy. Kontinoso ad meya bedameha. You sell him, you have to pay 100 times. So again, what did he mean by the 10? Was that dafka or lav dafka? What does the story of the behema have to do with us? Right? So let's say he meant dafka. That's the Gemara's suggestion. He meant dafka. So the Gemara answers, no. No, shiny eved. Maybe it's different by an eved. You know why? Delo hadrele. Because anyway, the eved doesn't go back to him, because the eved goes out free. Anyway, he's not getting his eved back.
So ela behema time of night.
So then what's the reason you have to pay knas on a behema? We show him the hadrele. Because he's going back to the, because he's coming back to you. So
l'knase tfeichad.
So you have to pay 100 times for a behema. 100 times. Why? Why is it more than an eved? Because the eved will get a little rachmanas on you, because you don't get the eved back anyway, because he goes out free. So for the behema, we don't have whatever rachmanas. You're getting it back. Well, nice, you get the eved, the animal back. So why making 100 times? 10 to 100, such a huge number. Make it 11. Make it 12. So much. That can't be pshat. Ella, the answer is, you know why? Eved, milsa delo shchicha. In Eved, it's not really shchiach for this to happen. For you to sell the Eved and then have to go get it back. Milsa delo shchicha l'gazib erabonon. And if something is not shchiach, the rabbanon didn't make such a gzeira, here it means. They didn't make a gzeira up to 100. Well, up to 10 times.
Next. Boy minei rav yirmiyah me rav asi. Machar avdo umes.
Let's say you sold your Eved and it died.
Mahu shekiyiknesu as bon of achrav.
Do we force your children to go pay that, go buy back that eved? Right, you have to go buy it back. What? Huh? No, the father died. The master died. The master died. So do we make the kids now? By the way, your father did a mistake. He sold an Eved Kanani to a goy. You guys have to take the estate, take money, your Yerusha. You can't redo your house without Yerusha. You have to go now and get back that Eved. Or no, maybe not. Yes, exactly, because the Gemara is going to say as follows. Mahu shikin zu as ban of achav. Imtim tzolomar. What about, but this imtim tzolomar we had yesterday, it's not a normal imtim tzolomar. What this imtim tzolomar means is, I could tell you as follows. We have an example where we are kohenes to kids. Who is that? Tzireim ozen b'chor. If a kohen, the halacha is, a b'chor has to go to a kohen. Now, if the b'chor doesn't have a mum, then the animal gets brought as a korban in the Beit HaMikdash, and the kohen gets to eat a portion of it. But if it has a mum, then the kohen can shecht it in the slaughterhouse and eat much more of it. So the kohen is really interested that it has a mum. So what if the kohen goes ahead and makes a mum? He makes a mum. That way I don't have to bring it to Yerushalayim, and I can eat it over here in the backyard. So we're not allowed to do that. So what if the kohen did that? So Tzireim ozen b'chor, if he made a puncture in the ear, so now he made it into a mum. It's not a treifa. He's allowed to eat it. You can check it. Vomate, and then he died. So you know how halacha is? Kanzu b'nav acharav, with kohenes the children also. Now, what did the children do wrong? The answer is, mishum d'isur d'oraisa. That's a d'oraisa. So by d'oraisa, we will be kohenes the children. Aval hacha, but over here isur derabana. It's an isur derabana. The imtim tzolomar, or I can tell you another case. Kivkivein malachto b'moe. If a guy hired the construction crew to come on chalamoid, but you're not supposed to do that. Well, you're not supposed to do work on chalamoid that you don't have to do. It's not vital necessary chalamoid. You should wait till after chalamoid. But he hired the crew for chalamoid. Now, and he died before chalamoid. So no, he never did anything wrong. He was going to do something wrong. He had them hired. They were all lined up for the job. But he died. So, lo kantu ban av acharav. We don't make a kenas on the children. Why not? Mishum delo avadi sura. He didn't do anything wrong. He planned on doing something wrong. But he died. He never ended up doing anything wrong. Hacha mai. So now, back to the case of the Eved. What about over here? Lidi day kantu rabbanon. Were the Rabbanon kones him, v'halese, he's no longer in this world. O Dilma, or maybe, limimona kansu Rabbanon. They were kones your money, v'ha issa. And that is in the world. So what's pshat? What's the answer? Amalei, tinisuha. We already learned this. Where did we learn this? The Gemara says as follows. Sada sheniskavta b'shviyas. If you go ahead, and you go into your field, during Shemitah, and start taking out all the thorns. You're getting ready. Now that is an Issur Derabanan. You shouldn't do that on Shemitah. But you did it. So the halacha is, Tizra l'matzeh shviyas. You can still plant on matzeh shviyas. Because you only violated the Derabanan, we don't stop you. But, netaiva, if you actually fertilize the field, oh, nedaira, or there's a different way of fertilizing it. Well, here, nedaira means, you put the animals in the field, you let them run around, so lamaisa, it's going to get fertilized, because animals go to the bathroom. So it's going to happen on its own. It's a little bit of a grama, but the Gemara considers them the same. Right? The taiva of you fertilize, lo tizra lamatze shviyas. You can't plant lamatze shviyas. Why not? Because you did an isur daraisa during shviyas, and it's a knas on you. Vamar b'yosi b'richanina, naktinan, we have a tradition, hativa umes. If you did that and then you die, b'no zora, your children are allowed to plant. They're allowed to. Alma, what do you see from here? Lididei kansu rabbanon. The rabbanon only made a kenas on you. Livrei lo kansu rabbanon. For your children, they didn't make a kenas on their children. So now we have to go back to the case of the bechor. So why is the bechor? Why do we make a kenas on the children? So what? So shemitah. What? No, the fertilizing. That's a daraisa. That's why if you did it yourself, we cannot you. If you didn't die, right, and you did this during Shemitah, then matzah shviyas, you can't plant. It's a knas.
So why by the what's it called? Yeah, so it's not so simple that's really the halacha there in Bechoros. That's not so simple. It's a big machlokas over there, whether or not your children would really, in fact, not be allowed to eat that animal. That's a big machlokas. It's a big discussion. Okay. Amar Abaya, Naktinan, you have another answer to this question. We have a tradition. Timei Taharos Shel Chaveiro. Let's say I go ahead, I'm Tomei, and go ahead and stop being Matamei, my friend's stuff. Why? No reason. It's a cruel person. Umeis, and then he died. Lo kanzu Rabbanan Rabbano Achrov. Right? The Rabbanan did not make knath on this guy's children. But why should he? The children didn't do anything wrong. He did something wrong. My time, why? Hezek she'ein or nicker lo shmei hezek. Because it's not a recognizable hezek. It's just tumah. There's no physical manifestation of tumah. And v'kanzu de Rabbanan he l'didei kanzu ha Rabbanan. When the Rabbanan made a knath, they only made it on him. Libre lo ka kanzu Rabbanan. It didn't make a knas on the children. Yeah.
Just going back to the top, so are we assuming that halacha chol
moed
is
the Rabbanan? Yes, the Gemara is assuming that halacha chol moed is the Rabbanan, absolutely. Right. Which I think that's the standard. Yeah, it's Machlok is Rishonim, okay. Yeah, so the Rishonim holds us the right, so we'll have to get out of this somehow.
The right, but the Rabbanan
right. Right. Oh, l'chutz la'aretz, or chutz la'aretz, right? The Mishnah said that if you take your Eved out of Eretz Yisrael, you take him into chutz la'aretz, he becomes free. Why? Because less mitzvahs for him to do. Similar to taking him to a guy, right? That's the understanding. So Tana Rabbanan, Hamocher Avdol l'chutz la'aretz, Yatzol l'cheres. He goes out free. And, V'tzaruch get shichru mirabo sheni. He needs a get from the second master. Which means that the second man, you took him to Chutz La'aretz and then you sold him. So that sale, we're going to talk about that sale. The sale to the second master is not really a sale because he's free. But to dispel any doubts, the second master has to write a get shechur. Rishim, the first one sold him. I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe yes. Rishim being a little omer, pa'amim yatza, upa'amim lo yatza. Now it could be that it doesn't always go free. Not always. It depends. Kate said, for example, Amar Ploni Avdi Michartihu Leploni Antuchi. I sold my Eved to a guy from Antioch. Antioch is not an Eretz Yisrael. So the halacha is Lo Yatza. He doesn't go out free. Why? Because just because somebody hails from Antioch doesn't mean he still lives in Antioch. It could be he now lives in Yerushalayim. So it's no proof that there's no chutz la'aretz here, just because the guy hails from chutz la'aretz. But if it says in the document la'antuchi sheba antuchya, the guy's from Antioch and he still lives in Antioch, then yatza, then he goes out free. Why? Because he sold him to chutz la'aretz. So it depends. The Gemara says, wait a minute, for Tanya, but we have a brisa that says machartihu la'antuchya yatza. If you sell somebody to Antuchya, he goes out free. La Antuchi Hashori Belud, but Antuchia, which is if the guy is from Antioch who now lives in Lud, Lo Yatza, he doesn't go free. So the kasha on the first one, what? The kasha on the first one. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said if it says Antuchia in the document, it maybe means he hails from there, and here it says it means he lives there. So the Gemara says Lo Kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha de Itzle Beisa be Eretz Yisrael. One case where this guy from Antioch had a house in Eretz Yisrael. If he had a house in Eretz Yisrael, he didn't leave Eretz Yisrael. Ha, this le ushbiz of Eretz Yisrael, and this guy has a summer house in Eretz Yisrael. He just has a visit. He's just visiting. So if he's just visiting, it's not really Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he goes out free. Another question from Rabbi Yirmiya. By Rabbi Yirmiya, Ben Bavel, a guy from Bavel, shenasa isha be Eretz Yisrael. He lives in Bavel. He married a girl from Eretz Yisrael. So he came to Eretz Yisrael for the chasana, and v'hichnisa lo avadim u'shvachos. She brings into the marriage avadim and shvachos. V'daito lachzar, and they plan on going back to Bavel. So now, when they go back to Bavel, they're going to take these avadim with them. Now, these avadim, are they his? So Rashi says, well, the Gemara is going to assume
We're talking about these avodim are nichsei tzon barzel. They belong to her throughout. He is allowed to use them. But if this marriage ever ends, they go back to her. The avodim. So now, he's picking up with her, moving from Yerushalayim back to Bavel. Does that free these avodim? Are they his? The Gemara is going to say it's a teku. We don't have an answer to that question. But, mahu, what's the halacha about these avodim? Do they go free? So now, we had said in Ksuvitz that there's a machlokes whether, let's say, the master, the husband, not the master, the husband says to the wife, I understand that these are nechzei tzon barzel, and I understand that when the marriage is over, they go back to you. That's the contract. But I really like them, so I will pay you for them. I'll give you the value of them. Is he allowed to do that? She could say, no, this is my family treasure, my family heirloom. I don't care about the money. I want them. So that's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether he's allowed to pay her for them or she has a right to keep them. And we're going to say, no matter who you hold, like, it's still a teku. Why? Mahu. Tiboy lamanda armor hadin ima. We could ask this question whether she has the right to the avadim, and he can't say, I'll pay you for them. And tiboy lamanda armor hadin imo. The question is also going to be if he does have the right to pay for them. And the fact that she says it's a family heirloom, we don't care. He could pay her for them and then take them. Tiboy lamanda armor hadin ima. Kivon da hadin ima. Since the din's with her, since she has the right to always keep them, kidida dami, they're like hers. So therefore, if the husband picks up and moves, they don't go free because he didn't do it. It's not his. They're not his. They don't belong to him. Maybe put knas on the wife. It's a whole separate discussion, but not on his cheshbon. Odilma, or maybe no. Kivin de mishab di leila peira. Since he's allowed to use them during the course of the marriage. Kiddi day dummy. They have the din of his. He's allowed to use them, Lamaisa. That everyone agrees to. And Tiboy Lamand Armar Din Imo. We could ask the same question if he does have the right to them. Kivin da Din Imo. Since he could buy them from her and keep them for the rest of his life. Kiddi day dummy. Dummo. They're like his. O Dilma or maybe. Kivin de Lokari Le Lagufe. Since he never really owns them. What does he own? He owns the right to use them. He never really owns them. Right? The whole marriage. If he wants them, he has to buy them from her. So even if you assume he could do that. But as long as he doesn't do that, what does he have? He has the right to work them. He doesn't own them, Lamaisa. Then, kidida dummy. They're like hers. Teku. We don't have an answer for that question. Next. Amar Rabbi Avo. Shanali Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan taught me the following. Eved shiyatza acharabu l'Suria. Let's say the master says, I'm going on vacation, I'm going to Suria. I'm going to Suria. You stay here, Eved. But the Eved follows him to Suria. So now the Eved's standing in Chutz Laretz. Right? Umach Rosham. And then the master, oh, it's a good thing you're here. And he sells him now. So, Yatza L'Cheiroth. He goes out free. The Eved goes out free. Why does he go out free? We'll explain in 1 minute. V'hatani Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya said, what are you talking about? Ibeid Es Zechuso. If in a case where the Eved follows the master, he didn't come there on the master's calling. The master didn't schlep him there. He went on his own. And then the master sells him there. Ibeid Es Zechuso. It's a good sale to the second guy. So it's a stira. So the Gemara says it's not a stira. Lo kasha. Kan shadas rabo lachzar. It depends. If the Eved knew that the master was returning to Eretz Yisrael, then by leaving him in Chutz La'aretz, by following him to Chutz La'aretz and selling him in Chutz La'aretz, it's a good sale. It's a bad sale, and the Eved goes out free. But Kan she'ein das rabo lachzar. If the master was moving from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz and he left the Eved behind, and did, what are you doing following him to Chutz La'aretz? You knew he wasn't going back. So why should we cornice the master? And we're not calling the master. He should have stayed in Eretz Yisrael. Stayed in Eretz Yisrael. He followed the master to Chutz La'aretz. It's his own fault. And therefore he doesn't go out free. I v'atanya v'atanya b'ni chusa yotze ha'eved achar abo l'suria. So the Gemara interrupts. Because the word yotze means he's allowed to go. Yotze? Lo sakidin alofik. He's not allowed to go. V'atnan ein akol motzin. You don't go. Ella, right. Ella, we're meant to say yotze ha'eved achar abo l'suria. if he follows the master to Surya, umachro rabo sham, and then the master sells him there, and daito lachzar, if he planned on going back to Eretz Yisrael, kofenoso, then we force the master to free him, because he shouldn't have sold him. He should, ve'ev ein daito rabo lachzar, and if he didn't have that in mind, ein kofenoso, we don't free him. If the master didn't take him, why should he be freed? He knows the halacha. So I'm going to Syria. I gotta go to Chutz Lars. You stay here, because if I take you, you become free. So you stay here. Now he comes on his own. Why should the master be punished for that?
If he takes him for a vacation,
then you take him to Chutz Lars, right? He goes out free, right? Just like in the South, right? If he took a slave to a free state, he became free. It makes a lot of sense, right?
There's
a big discussion if you're ever allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. In a chanami, that discussion exists. So, what are we going to knas you? You lose out on olam haba. But if you take your evet out, you get a knas.
So it's kind of quasi.
Right, it's quasi. It's only quasi in the rabbanans, right? There's no daraisa difference. Right, the rabbanans with meiser, we said, right? The rabbanans. All right, we'll stop here. We'll do two more minutes. Omer of Anon. Shmas minod. Let's stop here because it's a new sugya. And tomorrow's Amud Aleph is huge. Amud Beis is actually a halacha lemaisa things. Believe it or not, tomorrow Amud Beis about tefillin and goyim buying tefillin, using tefillin from them. Tzitzis also. All right, have a very good day. We'll pick up tomorrow.